Supporters of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders are holding 120 meetups around the state today. The independent senator from Vermont is a self-described Democratic socialist, but he's running for president as a Democrat. Sanders has drawn thousands of people to rallies all around the country, but how might he do here? Ross Reynolds put that question to University of Washington political science professor Mark Smith.
Generally, progressive candidates do well in Washington State. We are one of the more liberal states in the country. There's various ways you can measure it, but it tends to put Washington somewhere between, say, 7th and 10th most liberal in the country. So liberal or progressive candidates generally do well here. And I would say that would bodes well for Bernie Sanders' prospects.
Is there any kind of precedent for Bernie Sanders that you think might be useful to think about in terms of his candidacy?
The clearest one I can think of would be Howard Dean in 2004, who burst onto the scene as a Vermont governor that most people weren't expecting to do a whole lot in terms of competing for the presidential nomination. But he ran on a strong anti-war message, and he was pushing that harder and earlier than any other candidates competing for the nomination were. And that gave him a lot of entree into core Democratic constituencies, and he rode that to national prominence. And for the time was the Democratic front runner before then falling and eventually losing out to John Kerry. But he was from the more activist, you know, more hardcore element of the Democratic Party.
And here we have another Vermonter who's really running, I won't say an anti-corporate campaign, but a really skeptical of corporations campaign that might bode well for him here.
Yeah, I would expect that message to resonate, especially with the kinds of people who are most likely to participate in forums like a meetup sort of situation where people have to actively select into it. So the kind of meetup groups that are happening today in Washington, those play very well to Bernie Sanders' strengths, because in order to participate in those, you have to be out searching for a chance to get involved. And it's unfortunate, but most people aren't actively participating in politics, which in turn means that those who are a self-selected group. They tend to have stronger views. They tend to be, say, further left for the Democrats or further right for the Republicans. And that's right in Bernie Sanders' wheelhouse.
Hillary Clinton is running against Bernie Sanders. She's the presumptive leading candidate here. In a comparison between them, how might they both play to Washington State people, particularly in the early days of the campaign?
I would say they would both play well. And if you look at, say, surveys of Democratic voters, even those who are supporting the Bernie Sanders, they don't necessarily dislike Hillary Clinton. They might like Sanders better, and vice versa for Clinton supporters. Part of it is identity. Who do you feel closer to as a candidate? Concerns about electability would come in to play for some people. And they do have some issue similarities and differences, probably more similarities than differences, frankly, but some of the differences do stand out. You know, Bernie Sanders is promising free college tuition. That's a pretty big deal. He's wanting big cuts in military spending. That's not something you're going to see Hillary Clinton proposing.
And cuts in military spending might cut both ways here in Washington State, with the peace-leaning people opposed to the people who are actually working in defense.
That's true, since Washington has always been a place with naval bases and a lot of defense establishments.
Now, Bernie Sanders has been drawing crowds in the thousands in some other states. He's yet to come here. What will be the signs that the Sanders campaign is catching on in the coming months? What will you look for?
I would look for a few signs. One, the size of the crowds. That tells you who's willing to go out and hear a candidate speak and express their support for it. Another would be fundraising, especially if you think in terms of a long caucus and primary season, where in order to compete for the long haul, you have to have enough money to survive, not just for Iowa, not just for New Hampshire, but the 10th one, the 20th one. By then, a lot of candidates historically have run out of money and have difficulty competing. In Sanders' case, his fundraising has been a lot better than most people have expected. He's raising a lot of money from small donors, and so that tells me he will have enough money to compete for some of the later contests. And a third thing I would look for is poll support, because it's a measure of, you know, if the election was held right now, who would you be supporting? Now, of course, when the polls are taken, the election isn't held right now. So it's just an indicator, but it helps to feed into media coverage, and then people hear more about the candidates. So the polls have this interactive effect with other elements of support.
Now, how about the way that Washington State will select delegates for the presidential nomination? We'll have a caucus convention system as opposed to an open primary where more people can come and vote. How will that affect Sanders' chances here?
That will increase his chances here, similar to, I think, what we would see in Iowa with, like, the traditional first in the nation of anything, and they have a caucus system. In a caucus system, you have to go someplace. You have to spend several hours doing it, and it takes a higher level of commitment than in a primary system where you show up, you vote, you go home. Or if we had one here, you would mail it in. So the fact that it requires a higher commitment, it tends to attract people with more passionate views, which for the Democrats means people who are further left, and that's Sanders' core constituency. So he plays very well in a caucus system relative to a primary system.
University of Washington political science professor Mark Smith spoke with Ross Reynolds. Supporters of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders are holding 120 meetups across the state of Washington today.